recently, I was looking at my some of my photos that I took at Red River Gorge, Kentucky. Now, I went there and did some hiking with some really good friends of mine, and I captioned one of my Instagram photos. It said like, "Time is like non-existent." I'm trying to remember what I said. Time is non-existent when you have a bunch of time to yourself. Let me explain that, because I know that sounds very confusing. When you're doing something that you enjoy, doing something that's fun, it's like you lose track of time, and then time becomes irrelevant to what you're doing right then and there at that time, at that point in time. So let's say I'm doing, I don't know, let's say I'm a really good example. Let's say I am playing, sitting down playing, like Call of Duty or something like that. You know, you're playing, you're getting into it, you invite your friend for a part into to the party, and you're like, you look up at the clock, you look at your phone, your watch or whatever, and you say, "Oh, okay, all right, it's 12:05." You're having fun, you're laughing, you're in the party with your friend, you're playing a game, playing a dope game. You look up at the clock, next thing you know, it's like 3:00, and you're like, okay." So for that 2 hours and 55 minutes, no, wait, that's not right. What did I say? 12, whatever, 3 hours. You did not acknowledge time at all. So it's like it's almost like it's wiped from your what's the word? Acknowledgement. It's wiped from your acknowledgement. But we all, like, obviously we all know time is still there. We all know time is what helps us to keep track of, our day-to-day lives. So I just think it's interesting how it's just like almost like it's not even, you're not looking at the clock. But on the opposite side of the spectrum, it's like, it's almost like when you are doing something that you don't like. Let's say, okay, yeah, when you're, let's say you're in college and you're doing a test. You don't like doing it. Some people like doing tests. Some people like college. I don't know what's wrong with them, but some people do. But if you're like me and you hate taking tests, quizzes, exams, whatever, you get, what do? You get the eye on the clock. Eyes on the clock, and it feels like time is slowed by tenfold. Time slowed down tenfold. And I think that's literally the exact opposite. Time, all you're thinking about is time. So you recognize that time is in your presence, and it's almost like time is slowed down. On the opposite of the spectrum, time is sped up when you're doing something fun. And that's why, I don't know how long ago, but they say time flies when you're having fun. It's literally the same exact thing. I don't know. But what happens if you, I was thinking about, I asked my buddy this the other day. What do you think happens if all over the world you take away all of our clocks, all of our watches, all of our clock functions on our phone, our alarms, our stopwatch, all of that? What happens? What happens to us as humans? What happens to our environment? Does our What happens to our man-made buildings, our man-made structures? What happens? If you take all of the tools of measurement that we use to measure time, I think the world would flip upside down, the poles would switch, and the pigeons would start flying east instead of north, or I don't know. But that's just wild, man. Like, if we take away all that stuff, or let's even say, what if time didn't exist? What if time didn't exist at all? Or at least, what if we never acknowledge time? There we go. What if we never acknowledge time? That is wild. Would we, like, if they never came up with the calendar, the Mayan calendar, you know? Like, in 2012, that movie 2012, like, would we have jobs? Would there be a need for jobs? Or would there be a need for... I just wonder what would happen. That's just so interesting to me. And I think about this every time. Is time, you know, something that always existed? Or is time something that, like, is it a man-made concept? Has time always existed, or is it a man-made concept? And that's one of the mysteries of life, if you ask me. The world may never know. But I just think it's interesting to think about what would happen. I think if we got rid of clocks and all that, I think the world, it would be an apocalypse or something. Because if you think about it, time is all that I feel like our world revolves around time. Literally revolves around time. We're always looking at the clock. Because we're busy creatures. We are busy, busy creatures. Like, if time didn't exist, I bet you, we would think at least that, you know, we'd have all the time in the world. All the time in the world. That's gotta be it, man. That's gotta be it. Like, if you take away all the stuff that measures time, does the earth still, you know, grow older? Like the earth still grows older. We still grow older. We wouldn't know, you know, by how much. We wouldn't know, we wouldn't know by, like, how much we would grow. I mean, how much we would grow old. That's crazy. That is just crazy. Absolutely insane.